Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the important subject of the Holy Spirit. And we've been talking about the working of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. We've pointed out that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is different from receiving the Holy Spirit, which is different from being filled with the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where there are seven specific uses and references of it in the New Testament. Four of them are in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, one and also in Acts 1:5, referring to the fact that this event was going to happen, that they were going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Another use is in Acts chapter 11, where Peter was reporting to the disciples and apostles there at Jerusalem of what had happened to him at Cornelius' house, where the Holy Spirit fell on them, just like it fell on them at the beginning. But the seventh use, 1 Corinthians 12:13, says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, and the baptism by the Spirit is what brought us into the body of Christ. It occurs when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we are born again." And then we pointed out the rest of that verse, 1 Corinthians 12:13, where it says, "Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Drinking into one Spirit is receiving the Holy Spirit to dwell in your new Spirit of Jesus Christ. Notice it says, baptized into one body and drink into one Spirit. The baptism by the Spirit brings you into the body of Christ. The drinking in of the Holy Spirit, which is receiving the Holy Spirit, brings you into being one Spirit with having the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And we're going to really get into this area of receiving the Holy Spirit today. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27, he says, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." The a new spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ we get when we are born again, receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We're now in Christ. Then verse 27 says, "And I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." A new spirit in verse 26, my spirit in verse 27. The a new spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ that you get, the new creation, when you're born again. The my spirit is the Holy Spirit which proceeds from the Father that comes to dwell in your new spirit, and you are to receive the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation. Now receiving, remember, is different from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Receiving is the Greek word lambano, and we are to take the Holy Spirit into us, and it is synonymous with drinking. We know that from John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, where Jesus was at the great day of the feast, and he stood up and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." What was he talking about? Verse 39 says, "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive," or the Greek word lambano, they should take unto themselves or take hold of it. "For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Jesus was glorified when he went back to the Father and was seated at the right hand of him, and he received the promise of the Father from him and sent it into the earth on the day of Pentecost. Notice it says, "They that believe on him," believe on Jesus, "should receive," or take hold of, and take unto themselves, the Holy Spirit. This shows that receiving the Holy Spirit is for those who believe on him. That would be people who are already born again, who have already been baptized with the Spirit, where they are now in the body of Christ. John chapter 14, verse 17 says, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive," or lambano. The world, which would be someone who's not born again, cannot take the Holy Spirit into them. Only believers can receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in them. What do you get when you're born again? You get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Where does that come from? It comes from Jesus. then you receive the Holy Spirit. There's a difference between the Spirit of Jesus Christ that comes from Jesus and the Holy Spirit which proceeds from the Father. John 15:26 says the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. And this is important for you to understand. This is where we get the baptism into one body and then the drinking into one spirit where we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Now we see this receiving real clear as far as being separate from salvation experience in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, Philip in verse 5 went to Samaria and he preached Christ to them. And they heard the word of God about Jesus being Lord and Savior and that they needed to be born again, obviously. In verse 12, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, how they could call on the name, they were baptized, both men and women. That meant they believed and they were baptized. This is talking about baptism with water. Baptism with water is following having been baptized by the Spirit when you're born again. Baptism with water, an outward declaration of the fact that you made Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior. It follows having believed and been born again. So here we see that at this point, Philip's ministry brought them to the place of being born again. Then in verse 14, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they'd gotten born again, they sent unto them Peter and John, this is at a separate point in time, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. This clearly shows that receiving the Holy Spirit occurred at a separate time from when they got born again and were baptized. Philip preached to them, they got saved, they got baptized. Peter and John came down, and they received the Holy Spirit. And that word received again in verse 15 and in verse 17 is lambano, taking hold of it, taking it unto themselves. There's a scripture in Acts 2:38 that uses this, the word received as well. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive, which means to take hold, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Some people have thought that, well, see, when you repented and you got baptized, you got the Holy Spirit. No, it didn't say that. It didn't say, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. It says, and you shall, that's future tense, you shall receive, and the word receive is lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of. You shall take hold of the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we see here that receiving the Holy Spirit is something that you shall do. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's another case over in Acts chapter 19 that's real clear, is just as clear as Acts chapter 8, from verse 2 through 6. Here's where Paul had come to Ephesus and he found certain disciples and he said, have you received, that's that Greek word lambano again, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They already were believers, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit. He said unto them, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They didn't even know anything about it. He said unto them, unto then, what were you baptized? They said unto John's baptism. And then said Paul, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which had come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then it goes on, the next verse and says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, here this happened afterwards. Remember, these were already believers and they got baptized. Then when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Here again, we see the difference between believing and receiving the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit's when you're born again. The receiving of the Holy Spirit, he comes to dwell on the inside of you. And we see over in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it says, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. That's where the Ephesians heard the word and they got born again. Then it's the second part of verse 13 in Ephesians 1 says, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or the first fruit of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Now, here it says, after that you believed, that's following having believed, following being born again, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. See, the Holy Spirit was received subsequent to salvation, which is the earnest, that means first fruit, of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit of promise is the first fruit of our inheritance. That means the Holy Spirit is part of our inheritance. If it's part of our inheritance, you have to be an heir before you can have an inheritance. Well, the Bible says that if we are children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, before you can be an heir, you got to be a child of God. And if you're a child of God, it means you're a son or daughter of God, and God is your heavenly Father because you have been born again, having received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Therefore, we get born again. We have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in us. Now we have a right to the first fruit of our inheritance as an heir because we're a child of God, and that is the Holy Spirit of promise whom we're to receive. Now, we see this real clear over in Luke 11:13, this receiving of the Holy Spirit having been a believer. Luke 11:13 says, "How much more," in the second part of that verse, "how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" We as believers are to ask our Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit. And notice it says, how much more your Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. It doesn't say how much more will God give the Holy Spirit. The world can't receive it. It has to be someone who already has a relationship to God as his Heavenly Father. That's a believer in Christ. And now, as believers in Christ, born again with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our new Spirit, we ask the Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit. The reason is because we don't have him yet to dwell in us. We ask him so he will give the Holy Spirit to us to dwell on the inside of us. The same thing is shown in Galatians 3:2. Received ye or taken hold of lambano, the Spirit, by the works of the law or the hearing of faith. They receive the Holy Spirit. Another place is in Galatians 3:14, where it says that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Receive is, again, this same word, lambano. They received and took the Holy Spirit into them to dwell on the inside of them. It's so important that you understand the baptism of the Spirit is when you're born again, you're engulfed and immersed, and you get a brand new Spirit. Then the receiving, see, that's the A new Spirit we get. Then the receiving of the Holy Spirit is my Spirit, and that is what we take hold of, and that's the drinking, where the drinking in of the Holy Spirit comes to dwell on the inside of us. Receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. If you've not received the Holy Spirit since you've been born again, you need to. We have a book on this subject. You can write for it. It's got a prayer to lead you in that, or give me a call, and I'll be glad to work with you and help you. We're going to talk more on the subject of the Holy Spirit in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.